I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yemen is being torn up by a Sunni-Shia rivalry that could spell disaster for the war-torn country. Middle East concerns Miles Windsor says the Saudis claim a missile they intercepted recently was Iranian and see it as support for the Yemeni Houthi rebels.
As a result of the missile attack, Saudi's now enforcing a block on all air and seaports in Yemen, as well as a closure of border crossings.
With no food or medicine coming in now, 7 million people face starvation. There's been a cholera epidemic, too. It's admittedly a tough situation, and one that's hard to fix. The one thing we can do...
We could be praying for peace and justice and the rule of law to be established throughout Yemen. But also, the extremist groups and ideologies that have space in Yemen would be rejected by the Yemeni people, and that God would be providing strength and protection to the growing house church movements.
And most people know that Youth for Christ is in the U.S., but did you know that Youth for Christ is also in Lebanon? In fact, it's been there for nearly 55 years. Youth for Christ spokesman Maher shares.
Our mission is part of the body of Christ to reach every young person in Lebanon with the gospel, to disciple them and connect them to a local church. And through that, we have four areas of ministries. One of them is evangelism and outreach. Another is discipleship. A third one is training youth workers. And the fourth one is compassion ministry and working with refugees.
The ministry even has a new program center opening in Beirut called Monara, which means lighthouse in Arabic. Its theme, reconciliation. Pray for the center as it opens and for reconciliation and gospel opportunities. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.